This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What is your message to a mother and a father sitting out there right now saying we're having to mix things together to kind of create our own formula?
Martinis, anyone?
Yes, I could use a drink.
When will formula be back on the shelves?
Well, I think what the White House has done here is act very, very quickly.
Like a herd of turtles.
I know that you're worried about how you're going to feed your baby. The president sees you. And he hears you.
Huh? What?
What?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Aye.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number is 844-500-4242. The stock market just closed in New York. The markets were decimated today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1,160 plus points, over 3.5%. The S&P Standard & Poor's was down 4%. NASDAQ was down closer to 5%. These are inflation fears, economic news, record high gas prices in the United States for the 12th day in a row, just shortages of everything across the board. It's a bad time for the economy, but it's a good time to be talking to a contrarian voice in American politics over the last half century or so. And that's Ron Paul. He's the former congressman from Texas, a former presidential candidate as both Libertarian and a Republican. And he is, of course, the father of Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who was easily renominated last night in the bluegrass state. And Rand Paul is also the guy who's holding up the $40 billion for Ukraine. Ron Paul, it's a pleasure to have you here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thank you, Howie. Good to be with you.
What's your diagnosis of what's going on in the economy right now? I mean, you're a libertarian. You've been talking about the problems with the way the Fed has been managed for many decades. What's going on, in your opinion?
Well, there's been a bubble forming for a good many years. It's been off and on, but since 08, it's been a steady building of the bubble. And it's a distortion. It's had excesses, too much money, too low of interest rates, and a lot of mistakes being made. It does run up prices because the value of the dollar goes down, but it also causes a lot of malinvestment, and it also encourages governments to do a lot of dumb things. And I would say what we've witnessed about, you know, dealing with COVID and wars that we don't need, there's a lot of dumb things going out there. But the market is more powerful than the government. The planners are there. They said, oh, yeah, we, and Bernanke, I can remember how often he'd reassure me. He says, if it comes like you think it's going to come, we can handle it. We can handle it. So they're handling it. Back then, their whole position was, we need more inflation. I've never heard of anything so absurd. We want to take the value of the dollar away from the people by 2% a year, and as far as I'm concerned, that is theft. And that's their position of it, and yet eventually it gets out of control. It's out of control. 2%, who remembers 2%? It lasted about a day and a half, and it's just the craziest thing ever. So the bubble is huge. It's the biggest bubble in the history of mankind. It's worldwide. The base of the bubble comes from the dollar, and it's a debt problem. It's a government problem, and the markets are powerful, and the market is demanding the correction. And politicians, the people, special interests, the average person say, do something, do something. So what do they want to do? Prices are going up in the grocery store. That means the dollar's getting weaker. So do something, do something. Okay, we'll print more money, which was the source of all the problems we had to begin with.
Well, I mean, it's gotten so bad that even Jeff Bezos, who, you know, you can't get much more left wing than he is. I mean, he's basically laughing at what Biden is saying. It's so preposterous. He's saying that, you know, we can solve inflation with higher corporate taxes. I mean, it's insane. You'd be failed in a freshman economics course in college for saying something that dumb.
Yeah, and yet people have been passed in college by accepting, you know, the Keynesian interventionism, the inflationism, the Federal Reserve Board being in charge. So the people I knew in Washington were all endorsing those principles. I came across a form of economics that we call Austrian economics, and that was outside the university. And I said I had to spend 10 years unlearning the things that I had been taught. And it's a different system. So what you're saying is absolutely true, but it's a consequence, as far as I'm concerned, of very, very bad economic teaching in our universities, just as a lot of things come out of our universities that are very, very harmful. But there aren't very many free markets. I mean, if you say, well, I'm a laissez-faire free market person, shoot them. That deserves a death penalty.
Yeah.
So,
do you think we could be ended up, this could be worse than the Great Recession of 2008, 2009?
I'd bet on it. You know, and I'm not much of a betting person. The bubble is bigger than ever before, and the malinvestment is greater. The world is more globalistic. So, and the dollar's been the base of all this. And the people still love the dollar, no matter how much they complain about it.
Yeah, why is that? I don't understand that. Why, you know, they keep saying that, you know, if we keep going the way we're going, that we're not going to be the reserve currency anymore. But nobody seems to be making any moves to move to another.
Subtly there is. I mean, Russia and China and India, they're doing some trading outside the dollar, and it'll be a combination of us self-destructing, destroying the value of the dollar, versus at the same time the necessity for political reasons as well as anything else to come up with an alternative. And they're talking about using commodities more often. The trust in the dollar is going down. But the answer, I keep asking that question to myself very often with the question you ask, is yes, if that's the case, why is the dollar so strong on the international exchange market? And my explanation for that is everything else is worse. I mean, do you want to buy yen or anything else? They've printed and they've always depended on us. So we have literally been able to export our inflation. People say that all the fault falls with the Chinese, you know, for distorting things, and they're spending their money and they're hurting us. But how many billions of dollars have we printed and then spent in China, and they took it, and they didn't run a world empire and have a military 10 times bigger than the United States. They took it and bought up assets. So it's a consequence. The real test is what I tell people: if you don't think the dollar is weak, just go buy your groceries and find out about your gas pump. This is the first time in our
everybody knows. Mr. Paul, everybody's got, when you say malinvestments, what are you talking about? Because I'm just, you know, I'm just a guy who's trying to get by and not get crushed by inflation. But I think about real estate, but then I think, you know, there's got to be a bubble in this real estate. And I look at all the people that are buying up, like in Massachusetts, like now 10% of the single family homes are being bought by investors. So I think it's just people trying to, you know, hedge their bets by going into real estate.
Yes.
But that's another bubble, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And that's been around, and it comes and goes, but it's bigger than ever before. And the principle of malinvestment, I'm sort of glad you bring it up, because most people think that they sort of understand inflation, you print too much money and the prices are going to go up. But they fail to look at this other half of what happens when a central bank inflates the currency. It causes prices to go up, but it also disrupts the most important price signal that we have in a free market, and that is the price of money, interest rates. Interest rates are the information that people need to decide about investment, purchases, savings, and all these things. And how helpful were the interest rates in recent years? Oh, they're 0%. That means the economy is wonderful. People are saving their money. They drive the interest rates down. That's an indication that you should buy more stuff because if everything is all right. But malinvestment, the housing, it comes and goes. It's worse than ever before. It will jump around. It'll be in different segments. Right now, I think that you're going to see commercial properties, say, going down in cities that have been the most abusive to the
right.
people, and that would be the liberal cities.
Right.
They're moving on.
The COVID cities.
In Texas, prices, property rival values are going up.
Right.
And that's
Florida
because
too.
Of the monetary system. Right.
Yeah. It's really something. How bad would it be if Trump were president? It wouldn't be anywhere near this bad, would it?
Probably not, but I like to be honest with myself, and Republicans have not been real good at watching the budget. Just like the other day when they had another just a token $40 billion, you know,
thank your son. Thanks to we all thank your son for stopping that at least temporarily.
Yeah, it's temporary because there were, I think, in the Senate, 57 House member Republicans voted against it. There were 11 senators voted against it. But that's the representation.
Right.
How many other Republicans went along with the Democrats?
Right. And the leadership of the House and the Senate on the Republican side, the people who are going to be running Congress probably in January. I mean, they're all in on this. It's rather
exactly
depressing.
Right. And that's what people should be watching very carefully.
All right, Ron Paul, it was great having you on. We really appreciate it. This was a bad day for the markets, but it was a good day to have you on, and we really appreciate it. And again, thank your son for all the great work he's doing, and tell him to keep going after Fauci. You guys, it's better to have physicians like you and your son going after him than just us laymen. Thank you very much, Ron Paul. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, is the pollen crazy right now, as you know, if you have any kind of allergies. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you are a value shopper like Officer Mark Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt, the vet, this offer is for you. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space, and it's small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, which saves you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
You know, I wonder if Fauci was watching the election returns last night. You know, I mean, everybody was mainly watching for the Pennsylvania primary. That was the major attraction draw. But you get the primaries in the other states like Kentucky. And, you know, Fauci had to know that Rand Paul is going to be reelected, but he sees he's running up 87% in the Republican primary, you know, and he's got to know that Rand Paul he'll be the chairman of that committee in January, most likely. You know, he won't have to, the gentleman from Kentucky has 5 minutes. He'll be the guy with the gavel when Fauci comes in. Something tells me Fauci is going to be gone, kind of like Nancy Pelosi. You know, you have to be up over the age of 80. You're never going to see 80 again. you're not going to want to put up with all the BS, which is coming their way, as well it should come their way. Our federal debt has now reached more than $30 trillion. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Sussman be convicted?
No, I don't think he will. Not that he's not guilty, and not that he's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, but it's the jury is the problem in D.C.
64% say no, he will not be convicted.
All right, 844-500-4242. The good news today in all this bleak economic ruination is that Nina Jankowicz, Scary Poppins, the dominatrix of disinformation.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious.
She sleeps with the fishes. Can we find out how much she made? I can find out anyone's salary in the state government in about 2 seconds. Why do they get to stonewall us on the federal level? I know the answer, because it's Democrats running it. But it's just really frustrating not to know how much any of these people make, whether it's John Kerry and his staff of probably dozens of people. Or we never found out how much this woman made, and now she's resigned. And this story was broken by Taylor Lorenz. She's this troll for the Washington Post who, she went after libs of TikTok. And she broke the story because she and Nina are really birds of a feather flocking together, because they know what disinformation is and they know how to police the internet. And so she said that Nina has the disinformation governance board is dead pretty much. And so Taylor Lorenz of the Washington Post says that, that Nina is a victim of right-wing attacks. Again, an attack is when your social media is scoured like you're doing to right-wingers, like, for instance, Kathy Barnett in Pennsylvania. But when you do it to them and say, well, you're the dominatrix of disinformation, but you believe the Russian collusion hoax, which was a hoax, and you didn't believe the Hunter Biden laptop, which wasn't a hoax. That's an attack when you use their own words, their own tweets, their own Instagrams against them. 844-500-4242. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, apropos of the poll question today, I'm a little worried about the Durham investigation, and I'm just wondering. I know a lot of conservatives have sort of hung their hope for justice, vindication, satisfaction on the. I don't think it's ever going to get to Hillary, but it seems like the effect of this may be that we can't trust the government to investigate itself ever. And the investigation is targeting an outsider, and maybe this is an attempt to whitewash or to exonerate the FBI and make, or at least to readapt their
image. Well,
image.
Scott, you raise a good point. The conservative treehouse Sundance had a good piece last night. He was just saying that if you study the opening arguments by the prosecution, by John Durham's team, they're basically saying that the Clinton campaign scammed the FBI and the CIA. And you're right, that is, in effect, if that's all they're going to do, that is kind of a whitewash. I mean, I think this guy Baker, who, is going to be the main witness against Sussman, I think he was in on it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think it seems like they're trying to make the FBI seem like they were victimized by bogus information fed to them by a rogue lawyer. But we all know that they acted on that information when after Trump and the boys. Yeah, that's
right. They're just concentrating on the Alpha Bank because that's what they got him cold on. But I mean, there were so many things. I mean, the Steele dossier. And the whole the operation to give money to George Papadopoulos and the guy Stefan Halper who was trying to lure in Papadopoulos and Carter Page. I mean, they had all different kinds of scams going against the Trump people. And it was multifaceted. And it continued into 2020 with the Gretchen Whitmer Fednapping plot. And, of course, January 6th, the Fed surrection. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, another thing that the defense is saying in this Michael Sussman trial is that, Sussman had to tell the FBI that he was a concerned citizen because it was at the height of the presidential campaign. And if he'd said he was working for Clinton, then they probably wouldn't have seen him. No kidding. Right? So, but the fact is, he was working for the Clinton campaign, and all you need to see, you don't need to take anybody's word for it, it's the billing statement. That's all you need to see. The billing statement, it is what it is, as Bill Belichick would say. You know, and they're just trying to pretend that he was a concerned citizen. But of course, there was no information. It was all crap. It was made up. Even the people that they were asking to make it up were saying, you know, this is, you know, it's really, you can't put a shine on a sneaker. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what. That's what they were saying. And these were the guys who hated Trump as much as anybody. 844-500-4242. It's fun, though. I'm glad that Durham is doing it. I think he's doing the best he can. And again, Horowitz, the inspector general, held the information back for like a year. And then he finally gives it to him, and then COVID starts, and he can't even convene a grand jury. You know? So they lost all this time. It's not totally Durham's fault. Plus, he moved slowly anyway. I mean, we know that, those of us who followed his investigation of the corruption in the Boston FBI office. But he's totally on the level. No leaks coming out. And I've told you before, when they brought him in from Hartford as the U.S. attorney in Connecticut to Massachusetts to do the corruption investigation, he said, I don't want to be in Boston because, you know, there's just too many chances to be compromised. So he set up shop in Worcester. I mean, that to me, if you have a choice between Boston and Worcester, no offense to Worcester, but most people would pick Boston any day of the week, right? Just for the dining experiences alone at lunch. All right. Now I want to do, before we go back to the phone lines, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO. Boston.
So today, Brandon was meeting with some of the emergency leaders ahead of the hurricane season.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame.
Yeah, this was a big moment for Joe. He liked it. He likes to talk about being on aircraft, you know? And so he was thinking today about helicopters. Cut one.
I still marvel at the idea that somebody jumps out of a perfectly good helicopter in the middle of the ocean to save people.
We admire their bravery, but why are they in the helicopter and going over the ocean if they're not there to save somebody, right? Or they're there to jump out of the helicopter.
That's something you say, like skydiving recreationally.
Right.
Why would I jump out of a perfectly good airplane? I'll say that about people trying to save the lives of those at sea.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now we have the traditional part of the day where he confuses a word. He misreads it on the teleprompter. Cut two.
And our, one of our charges is that, well, put another way, one of the changes I directed is that...
Is this the new way he's going to do? One of the charges, put it another way, one of the changes. Oh, okay. Did someone give him that advice? That's what he does when he blows a line. And again, when was the last time you meant to say change and you said charge. I dare say the answer is never, as it is for most of these. Now, this is we're going to have some music, some music. We've already had a little bit of Bob Dylan, but there are other songs that came to mind today as Brandon was speaking about his illustrious career in weather, cut three.
Unfortunately, I've visited too many devastated areas with you, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, etc.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Okay, and you know, one of my personal favorites, my personal favorite of in the cabinet is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. You may know her from Ohio as Marcia Fudge. Joe Biden knows better, though. He knows her as the wife of one of the great superstars of Warner Brothers cartoons. Cut four.
And that's why HUD and Marcia Fudge, Secretary of HUD.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Marcia Fudge, Secretary of HUD.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Don't get into the mud with Marcia Fudge, Secretary of HUD.
Don't visit the flood with Marcia Fudge.
The only thing I'd give this up for is being guest of honor at a flash flood.
With Marcia Fudge. All right. Now, you got any predictions for hurricane season this year, Brandon? Cut five.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm ready to be briefed on all you have to tell me. And I'm sure you're going to tell me no hurricanes this year.
So he's headed off to, or he's not, I don't know if he's, when I don't know when he's heading off to Asia fairly soon, but first he's going to speak to some of the two countries that want to join NATO.
They formally submitted their application today, by the way.
Oh, they did. Okay. And Turkey says no. So I don't know what's going to happen, but you know what? Neither does Brandon. Cut seven.
You can convince Turkey to accept their bid.
I think I'm not going to Turkey, but I think we're going to be okay.
But I do like turkey at Thanksgiving. And I like I like cranberry sauce too. So who will you be talking to tomorrow, Brandon? Cut six.
Mr. President, how will you convince Turkey to support Sweden and Finland's NATO bid?
I'm going to say one thing. I got a call months ago from the president of Finland, wanted to come and see me. I saw him. He told me what he was thinking about, and I got a call that both the leader of Finland and Sweden are coming to see me on Thursday. I think we're going to be okay.
I'm relieved. We're all relieved. That's it for Brandon today.
Get ready, pal.
All right, you know, the stock market is going down faster than the price of gas is going up. But you can do something about the price of gas. You can get your name on our email list at HowieCarshow.com. Go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email address. No obligation. As long as you're on the email address, you are entered to win $50 a day from my show and from Grace's show, which precedes mine. And all you got to do is enter your email address. And every weekday, we give away $50, both Grace and I. And now it's time for the winner on my show today. Jeffrey from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts. Jeffrey from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Howie's show. And look for an email from store@HowieCarshow.com with instructions on how to claim your $50.
I won. The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and or Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up. Put your name on the email list. your email address for a chance to win $50 in gas money. And as long as you're on the list, you're entered to win. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, I wanted to comment on that Sussman trial. I think the fix is in. First of all, it's an Obama judge. Second of all, it's in the D.C. Circuit. And third of all, there are two admitted Hillary contributors that have been seated on that jury. So I don't think we're gonna get anything out of that.
I didn't know about the two Hillary contributors. Where'd you read that, Dave?
What's her name? Show on Fox Business.
Maria.
The other day, not Maria. The one that Liz. What's her name?
Liz Klayman.
From 66.
Liz Klayman. Another one of my coworkers from Channel. Former coworkers from Channel 7. Everybody in the biz ran through Channel 7 at one point or another. Yeah. No, it's why can't I guess, you know, he has his reasons that he couldn't get a change of venue. But I mean, if you could try that case in Arkansas or, you know, even a purple state like New Hampshire, you'd have a shot. Cause again, the evidence is overwhelming, but if you're in DC, they don't care. They hate Trump. I mean, look at these people, the January 6th, the quote unquote insurrectionists. They've been locked up for almost a year and a half. No bail. No bail. Are you kidding me? 844-500-4242. Someone just sent me something from the conservative treehouse. Judge in Sussman trial, I think his name is Cooper. He is married to Lisa Page's lawyer. Oh my God. How incestuous is that? So the main witness is James Baker, who's not even an FBI agent. He just works for the FBI. He's just a Democrat code holder working for the FBI. And the lawyer is married to Lisa Page, another FBI employee who's not really an agent, is just a crooked lawyer. And he's married to her lawyer. It's like when Hillary was trying to fight the espionage charges and the other two or three aides. And you know who their lawyer was? Remember that guy, David Gregory? He was fired from Meet the Press for getting low ratings, which they now say are the glory days compared to Chuck Todd's ratings. They had as their lawyer David Gregory's wife. Ugh. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. I mean, today we have all-time gas price highs, all-time diesel highs, all-time fuel highs. I mean, Joe Biden himself said he's going to work like the devil. And I think he means it because he's sitting at the table right now with Venezuela. He's sitting at the table with Iran, but he can't sit at the table with anybody from Texas. He can't sit at the table with anybody from Alaska or anybody from our own country. I mean, the man is working like the devil. He really is.
I know this whole thing with Venezuela is particular. I mean, in Venezuela and Iran, but in different ways. Venezuela, they destroyed the economy. It's a communist state. They wrecked the economy. Millions of people, a lot of those people crossing the Rio Grande, you know, and they're not going to, I think, you know, they'll be more likely to turn out to be working Americans down the road. But there millions of them have left Venezuela because of the disaster of Chavez and Maduro. And the even on the best day, you know, when Aramco or whoever it was, or the Venezuelan version of Aramco was drilling the wells, that oil that comes out of Venezuela is a lot dirtier than the oil that comes out of the U.S. And you can damn well bet that it's not going to be extracted as cleanly as it would be in the United States. What is the point of shutting down clean oil production in the United States so we can get dirty oil from commies in Venezuela and from Muslim terrorists in Iran? It's insanity. I know I say that too often, but it is. It's crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Thanks for the call, Alan. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code word Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what savings? $70. Just call 1-800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. 800-658-4965. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that really work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code word Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
You know, the other thing that's crazy about buying oil from Venezuela and Iran and asking them, you know, going to them hat in hand to produce more oil, they're allies of Russia. You know, they do business with Russia. I thought we were enforcing sanctions against Russia. I mean, we're going to grab a few yachts, but we're going to keep buying, tens of millions of barrels from their allies, and probably through cutouts through from Russia itself. It doesn't make any sense. And why aren't we trying to end the war? I don't understand that. Well, I thought Democrats were anti-war. Why are they suddenly all in on and Steny Hoyer, the number two guy in the House of Representatives, says we're at war? Really? Steny, are you going over? You're 82. You got a man bun? You going to join the man bun brigade? 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, when you're in court, whether you're in there in a criminal case or in a civil case, whose responsibility is it to raise an objection to the unfairness that the other side has or some kind of corruption or some kind of nepotism?
Like what you're talking about these connections to these lawyers and everybody like that?
It's the opposing party's responsibility to raise an objection and to have the person thrown out, have them recused.
But I mean, but this guy Cooper, this Obama judge Cooper has already said that the Clinton campaign doesn't have to turn over some of the smoking gun emails, and they're not going to allow the FBI to be questioned on the I believe the fraudulence of this this Alpha Bank alleged conspiracy, which they just invented out of whole cloth. So I mean, what are the chances if Durham's team objects to some of the goings on that they're going to get favorable rulings, Dennis?
Or even that, I don't expect Durham's team to appeal the judge's ruling. And that's a farce. And I think the whole thing is a farce. And I have a sense that this way Joe Biden can say in the future, we held people accountable. We held people accountable, but you got no convictions. Everything. Well, that's because they were on the up and up. They weren't, they were accused, but they were presumed innocent.
I know. I know. But that's the way the system works. If you're acquitted, then you're considered not guilty. And I think we would all agree that you shouldn't be allowed to be tried again and again. I mean, nobody wants a double jeopardy here. I'm just happy that some of it is coming to light, because I didn't think any of it was going to come to light. I mean, think of it. Think how long the Steele dossier was portrayed as a true work of intelligence and was above politics. I mean, we know all that was a farce. I'm Howie Carr.